Live from Austin, Texas, this is After Reality.
This is the final roast, tonight.
But first.
When people stop being polite,
shut up.
And start getting real.
Killed it. Good job.
He is Will Simmons.
What up?
And I'm Spencer Kitley, and this is After Reality. It is our the challenge, champs versus stars podcast for the week. And the season's shaping up the last couple of weeks. It's getting a little more interesting. Some more intriguing challenges. I'm enjoying it, Will. I'm looking forward to talking about it. Before we dive in, can you remind everybody where they can find us online?
Follow us on Twitter at After Reality Pod. Like the After Reality TV podcast page, podcast page on Facebook. Find us on Instagram at After Reality Podcast. Subscribe, like, send us comments. Google, iTunes, wherever you can find us, hit us up.
Yes, hit that subscribe button. Download. What'd you think of Champs vs. Stars this week? I was digging it. They keep switching.
Yeah, I like the fact we're switching up the teams and stuff, so that was a nice little change and just kind of mixing it up a little bit. So, yeah, solid episode. The season's, you know, it's a lot more competitive than the last few seasons, which has been nice. I'm really enjoying that.
Yeah, and we had talked last week. I posed the question, like, how are they going to divide the teams up? Schoolyard pick with a priority picking system.
Yeah, which actually we got to see the picking system rather than Survivor just telling us who the teams are.
And most of the time, the challenges tell them who the teams are.
Sometimes.
There's been times, but I feel like it's been quite a while ago when we got to see those. But let's talk about these teams, Will.
Yeah. So the teams are split into pairs. So I actually like this because this way we're kind of singling certain people out. Plus, like we said before, there is almost enough to do half and half. So we're like, you can actually have all your teams be matched up, fish stars or champs. But we had some inter-squad mingling here. Kind of worked out in an interesting favor. So Tony and CT, they're the best. They get to start off. Tony chooses CT, which is who we want to take the big daddy himself. Booby gets the next pick.
Yeah, well, the second pick, though, they were all tied on the leaderboard
right.
For dollars with their minuscule amounts. But Booby won what was essentially a coin toss.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't know why it was even a thought. You got to choose Wes, which he does, because he is the best player out there.
Nice choice.
But it also is an interesting break divide in the rest of the team, right? They're not sticking on the they're actually looking at who's going to help you win and not who your buddy is. Louise is third. She takes Casper. Also, he's a great competitor. That's a pretty powerhouse team. Drake chooses fourth. And he chooses Kayla, who he has openly tried to get eliminated several times. then we get Brooke Hogan. She drafts Shane.
Real quick.
Yeah.
She drafts Shane. Drake drafts Kayla. Would you have drafted Tori over both of them? I think I would have.
Yeah, Tori's really good, but I'd say Shane and Kayla. I mean, like,
equally. I mean, I like Kayla.
Yeah. I mean, Kayla definitely has her issues at times and doesn't always come through, but same time, like, Kayla, I mean, pretty strong competitor the last few weeks too, but I get it, but also it just means Tori is also kind of falling down the ladder here, which doesn't really seem right either. But Brooke drafts Shane, and then Little Mama drafts Tori, which interesting choice, but it was also the most necessary choice because all that's left is Salida and Jose, which is the worst team out there, and they should be gone.
There was no choice there for Little Mama. Right. She's picking Tori.
But it works out for Little Mama because she gets a badass competitor in Tori, and actually Little Mama herself actually is a decent competitor as well, so not a bad team.
I like the way this shakes out. Who there? It's one of two teams. Who has the best team?
It'd be hard to say it's not CT and Tony.
My original thought was far and away at CT and Tony. But as I sit back and think a little bit more, I feel like Wes and Booby are more suited to a variety of things whereas CT and Tony are probably most suited to brute strength type things.
Sure. Wes being one of the ultimate like gamers and just understanding how challenges work and moving pieces in the chess game. So, you know, I like I said, it's hard to say that it's not Tony and CT, but I agree that team is pretty awesome. They're both really, really athletic and built for this game, so works out. It's a good, strong team. I mean, Louise and Casper is a pretty good team too because she's really good, and Casper actually is pretty good too. So I like the fact that we don't have like one awesome team and everyone else is okay. We actually have two or three actual solid matchups in this.
What if CT or Wes had been at the top of the leaderboard and chosen one another? It would have been
Yeah, that would be ultimate. I mean, Tony's really good. Tony's really picked up his game in the last few seasons, but same time, Tony still has Tony moments, and Tony time isn't every time.
He's on cycle. He's probably cycled off right now, but
right.
He's harkening back to the old days of the days of the challenge.
Right.
Linda Hogan showed up on this episode. We didn't get the Hulkster in person this year. We got him on the phone, but
we also
Linda's not looking so good.
No, she's getting older. We also get Nick, who I remember watching Hogan's Knows Best, and Nick was always an interesting character.
Hadn't he gone to prison for something? Like,
oh, really?
I feel like he was in like some like intoxication manslaughter thing or something like that.
Oh, I think you're right. I'm pulling that up real quick, but yeah, I think you are right.
Yeah.
With his car, right? Like, you mean,
yeah, because he was a skid racer, I believe.
Yeah,
did a lot of racing. I know the Hulkster is into his cars as well.
He was involved in a car accident and he crashed into a tree as a result of driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs. He spent May 9th, basically spent like 4 months in jail, May 9th to October 21st, 2008.
Okay, so he didn't hurt anyone other than himself.
His buddy in his car actually has massive brain damage.
Oh, so he did.
Bummer. Yeah, yeah. That's rough.
Put a damper on the podcast conversation. Just some conversations at the house.
Jose doesn't know how to swim, dude.
Jose never learned how to swim. And we're not talking like can't swim like Leroy can't swim, because Leroy is Michael Phelps compared to Jose. And well, it comes to light. Let's talk about the challenge. Go deep.
Yeah. So of course it's a swimming challenge. Hint the foreshadowing of Jose not knowing how to swim. The teams will alternate turns to move a ring through an underwater pipe structure. Each player with the win of the winning team will receive $1,000 for their charity. Is that enough for you, Spencer? Is that plenty enough money for your charity win?
I bumped it up a little bit. I do like that. That's why I put it in the notes.
Yeah, then MVP gets $1,000 as well. So the stakes have been raised. Same time, is it enough for Spencer? We may never know.
Jose is terrible here.
Oh, it's awful.
Wes dominates. CT and Tony, they look fast. Shane and Brooke, to me, didn't look as fast as Wes, but in their heat, they do really well.
Yeah, very well.
They're in the water at the same time as Jose and Salida.
Yeah.
Salida can't really make any movement when she dives in, but then the real drama starts when Jose willingly jumps into... This isn't like a kid's pool. This is a deep, Olympic size swimming pool. I think at minimum like 10 feet deep.
I was going to say, like, you have to go at least 10 feet down, especially the certain parts make you go all the way down to the bottom. So, yeah,
that's scary.
Yeah, it's
like,
tough.
I don't like swimming in really deep water, and I can swim.
Side note, there was a Facebook post that I posted on Facebook. It actually was a video.
Make that post.
Yeah, right. It's a video of, it's like this German video they shot. It's like documentary people that are about to jump off a platform, platform diving into a 32 foot platform into a water. It's like a giant pool, like Olympic sized pool. So they're jumping into water. So it's not unpredictable where they're going. But to watch the anxiety of these people trying to jump into this water that they know it's 32 and a half feet. It's crazy far, But watching the anxiety of these people as they're trying to think about jumping off of this, because even though they're jumping off water, it's so freaking far. So imagine just having to go 10 feet, but not only that, 20 more feet to jump off of it. So I get you. It's intimidating. Absolutely intimidating.
Yeah, well, that's the platform you're jumping off of.
Yeah.
And how deep you're going to be in the water and have to come back up.
Probably equally 30 feet, because if you're going that far up, you're going to go really far to the bottom. So, yeah, it's probably equally as deep as you are jumping off. So
freak me out. You have that anxiety level, and then you hit the water, and it's like, am I ever going to surface?
Am I ever going to come back up? Right. Yep. Really,
I was never a diver. I haven't experienced this. The high dive is about the extent of my diving.
Yeah. I think I've done like 10 feet of dive.
but side note,
yeah,
Jose is on the next challenge, Final Reckoning.
What?
He's on there.
Are you sure you didn't overlook him as like Frank?
Jose is on the Final Reckoning, so that means we're going to see probably the swimming thing come to light again.
Why are we rehashing people that aren't champs on the show now? No, I'm talking to Matt. I'm at war with that guy.
And, like, why is he a star?
Yeah, he was on Big Brother, right?
Yeah, he was on Big Brother. Yeah, confirmed he's on the cast.
Jeez.
He's
pretty annoying.
A woman that they referred to as Mama Day, who I dislike as much as I dislike Jose on the show. So, those two, along with Pauly Califiore, you remember him, I think.
Do I?
He was Paul's friend. Actually, that was the season before you got back into it. He's also on X on the Beach right now. So he's coming at it from two different directions. I don't know if there is one person straight off of X on the Beach US. Actually, there's two people straight off of X on the Beach US. One is Angela, who comes from Bad Girls Club. And the other is none other than Jax Taylor's camera person, Faith Stowers, if you will, from Vanderbilt. Yeah, Faith will come off of X on the Beach and also be on the next challenge. So
what?
What? You heard it here, Will.
I'm like pissed off now.
So X on the Beach is now another established feeder show.
Is it?
So it includes Real World, Are You the One, X on the Beach, Big Brother, Jordy Shore, Road Rules.
Why don't they just take all those other shows and just put them on another show?
And that's all of them. We do have two road rulers. Veronica's back again. Veronica must be just kind of in a hard place, maybe midlife crisis. But Veronica's back. Let's shift back though into this show. We're getting off.
Yeah, so
go to the winner.
Shane and Brooke win with a 6:46 finale time. They are safe.
Pretty decent amount of time.
Oh, they move fast. Shane's an excellent swimmer.
Long maze.
Yeah, Shane's a great swimmer. Brooke was actually pretty impressive as well. They're a pretty good team. I mean, this is a great challenge for them to win. So they're safe. They get to choose MVP. So the talk is Luis and Casper being the choice for Shane and Brooke as the LVP. I would actually definitely back that move up.
Yeah, absolutely. The rest of the house will vote the other LVP. So votes cast as a team unit, which creates an interesting dynamic with these new teammates, right?
Right.
Casper and Luis, they vote for CT and Tony. Jose and Salida, they also vote for Team Dad Bod. CT and Tony, they vote for Salida and Jose, as they should. Lil Mama and Tori, Salida and Jose from Tori. But then Lil Mama said, no. And they're not playing on the same team here. No decision. So the draw out of a bucket and Lil Mama wins. She chooses CT and Tony. And Kayla and Drake. I really thought Kayla was going to convince Drake. Like, hey, I know how to play this game. Been on 3 or 4 seasons. You should go with me. My people are going to keep us safe. And he's not buying it. It goes to the bucket, and Kayla wins, so it's another vote against Jose and Salida. Wes and Booby. This is the one. Wes is the mastermind, Will. This was the cliffhanger as well. What do you think happens here?
Well, there's a clip afterwards at the end of it where you see, for next episode, where you see, I think it's Tori saying, I can't believe you did that. And like in a happy way. So I'm like, oh, maybe Wes does convince him to go this other direction for Sleet and Jose. Maybe. I also think it's dumb that all these non-stars are sticking with their other star teams, because you're in a different team now, a different dynamic. And if you're in a team that has a champ on it, you're going to be safer for longer than someone that doesn't have both of them, which is only one. It's only just Jose and Salida and Casper and Luis. So at that point, one of those goes home. So you at least are safe for another week if you get rid of the first two that are non-champs. So I think it makes sense in my head. I'm also partial to those people, but I do kind of appreciate these people not going for the hard sell. They should be staying with the star side. Ultimately, they should lose if they don't.
So if Wes and Booby vote Salida and Jose, that makes it a tie, not a win. And earlier in the season, the winner of the previous MVP gets to decide the winner here or who advances. I'm wondering if we're going to use that same decision making for this. What do you think?
I think they will. I mean, it kind of only makes sense. I hope it does come down a tie. Make them redo this, and like maybe people really think about what they're doing here. But we'll see. I mean, honestly, I was kind of annoyed. I'm like, really have a cliffhanger on this? Just like, just pick it and let's get on here. But yeah, we're gonna wait one more week.
The last MVP was Drake.
Wow,
that may spell bad news for Team Dad Bod going in against. Who are they even going in against? They're going in against
Luis and Casper. Oh.
I'm not real worried about them beating Luis and Casper. It could happen. They could lose. But only time will tell.
Yeah, I mean, that is an interesting matchup with the two bigger guys in the house against two of the smaller people in the house. But, hey, if it's a speed competition or something, we have to be nimble. Luis and Casper can do it. It'd be interesting. Yeah, absolutely.
So... We'll see how things shake out next week. I'm curious how much longer this is going to go. I can't imagine it's more than a couple more episodes.
Yeah, I'd say two or three episodes at maximum, maybe two. Who knows?
I keep thinking we're going to get a trailer for the Final Reckoning, but I haven't seen one just yet.
Not yet.
You have to look forward to that. You get to see Jose and Faith on that.
Ugh. I'm already annoyed by this.
I can tell. Anything else you want to say before we close this out? Of course, we're also going to also have the Bachelorette podcast to check out this week. And we have the Bravo podcast to check out this week over on the Mixed Bag.
Yeah, you can find us on Twitter at After Reality Pod, like the After Reality TV podcast page of Facebook, and find us on our Instagram channel with at After Reality Podcast. And as usual, you can find me at iFellOver45 on Twitter and Instagram.
You can find me at Spencer Kitley. That is all one word. Until we chat again, we remind you, all is fair in love, war, and challenges. Good night.